And we're off with the good stuff. Thanks for joining us, by the way.
I have something today by Charles M. Russell.
Charles M. Russell.
Yes. So.
The artist?
Well, yeah. He's famous for his art, but he also wrote some poems about the Old West. So we're going to try one of those out today.
There we go. I'm excited. It's time to discover the pulse of agriculture from sheep to grain. From top-notch horse operations to dairy cattle, it's time to equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment, updates, and upcoming ag events. So much more, and it's all located in one location. Tri-State Livestock News. Get your weekly publication arriving to your house. Just visit tsln.com, or better yet, have one of your kids do it, or
there you go.
Your parents do it as a gift.
Charles M. Russell is famous for his art, but he often illustrated his personal letters, and sometimes he sent illustrated poems. So here's one that he sent in 1911 to a Montana pioneer and cattleman, Robert Vaughn. It's called Old Timers by Charles M. Russell. Here's to old timers, Bob. They weren't all square, it's true. Some cashed in with their boots on. Good old friends I knew. Here's to the first ones here, Bob. Men who broke the trail, for the tenderfoot and the boostler who came to the country by rail. Here's to the man with the gold pan, whose heart wasn't hard to find. It was as big as the country he lived in, and good as the metal he mined. Here's to the rustler that packed a notched gun and didn't call killing sins. If you'd count the cows and the calves in his herd, you'd swear all his bulls had twins. Here's to the skinner with a jerk line, who could make a black snake talk, and could string his team up a mountain road that would bother a human to walk. Here's to the crooked gambler, who dealt from a box that was brace, would pull from the bottom in stud, hoss, and double-cross friends in a race. Here's to the driver who sat on the coach with six reins and the silk in his grip, who'd bet that he could throw all the ribbons away and herd his bronc team with his whip. Here's to the holdup and the hoss thief that loved stage roads and hosses too well, who asked the stranglers to hurry or he'd be late to breakfast in hell. Here's to the whacker that strung a long lash and his bulls bawled with fear when he spoke. He'd swear on a hill that he wouldn't drop trail if every bull starved in the yoke. So here's to my old-time friends, Bob. I drink to them one and all. I've known the roughest of them, Bob, but none that I knew were small. Here's to hell with the boostler. The land is no longer free. The worst old-timer I ever knew looks pretty good to me. By the way, a boostler apparently refers to the homesteaders who were settling the range, erecting fences, and in Russell words, plowing the trails under. Charles M. Russell. Today for you here on this part of the good stuff.
What a treasure. I have a piece by Travi Hobbs.
We know Travi.
We do. She's from Ainsworth, Nebraska, and she wrote this, and I asked if it was okay to share.
What's it about?
She gave me a yes. It's about her chickens.
Chickens. Oh, no.
It's about her chickens. In her words, don't be fooled by their sweet little faces. These girls are ruthless. I was out doing chores tonight with one earbud in, listening to my podcast when I bent down to grab the water bucket. Out of nowhere, a chicken swooped in, snatched my earbud, and even managed to bite me in the process. She took off running with it like it was a prize, while her sisters chased her in a full-blown game of keep away. I jumped into the chaos and eventually recovered my half-pecked earbud, though the ear tip has vanished forever. Somehow I popped it back in and kept listening like I hadn't just been assaulted by a red-headed chicken.
Oh, no.
Travi Hobbs of Ainsworth shared that with us. Thanks, Travi.
All right. What else do you have to kind of wrap things up today, Kim?
A piece called Don't Dwell.
Don't Dwell.
Right. Author unknown, but thank you so much for writing it. Don't dwell on what might have been or the chances you've missed, or the lonely nights that lie between the last time lovers kissed. Don't grasp too hard the memory of the things that never came, the door that did not open, or the wind that killed the flame. There is still time enough to live, and time enough to try again. Be happy. Don't Dwell is the name, and I think that hits it right on the head.
Right on the head. And thanks to everybody out there for listening to this edition of The Good Stuff.